It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Chiwanda, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
I am well. Well, thank you very much, Mfundisi. I'm looking forward to our conversation today. Again, always looking forward to your insights. Today we're talking about, or in fact, this whole week, we're talking about the community. And so we need to understand what we're talking about here. A Christian community, we're told, plays a vital role in the spiritual growth and well-being of its members. And it's supposed to be a good thing. Being part of a community provides individuals with support, encouragement, accountability, and a sense of belonging. It offers opportunities to collective worship, learning, and service, fostering deeper relationships with God and with one another. So that's why we're having this conversation today. Let's unpack why a Christian community is important. So why is it important for Christians to be actively involved in a community of believers?
It is very, very important because they are part of one body.
Right.
The body of Christ. So as the body of Christ is the temple of the Heavenly Father.
Right.
It has to have healthy parts. Healthy parts.
Okay.
It's one body, the body of Christ, and it must be healthy.
Okay.
Holy, healthy, happy, and thriving. Thriving.
Okay.
So, as a community, a community of believers, we share our life with God, and we must also share our life with one another.
Right.
And we can't do that when we are detached. We can't do that when we are detached.
Okay. Okay.
We can't do that when we are not able to love one another, to have time with one another, to share our joys, to share our challenges, and to pray together. To pray together.
Let's talk.
To regard ourselves as one family.
Yeah.
We need to be a community. We need to be a community.
Let's get some Bible verses there, Mfundisi. What are some biblical examples or teachings that emphasize what you're pointing out here, the importance of Christian community?
Let's take the very first one.
Okay.
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, thereabout, Jesus says to Peter and the other disciples, "Upon this rock,
right,
I'll build my church."
Right.
So the rock is Christ himself. The rock is his word. The rock is his link with the Heavenly Father.
Right.
So he says, "On this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail over this church."
Right, right.
So what does that mean? It means that we are like a building.
Right.
We are like a building. We are like a house. A house that has a foundation, a very strong foundation.
Mm.
And that foundation is Christ himself.
Mm.
Is the Father. That's the foundation. The Holy Spirit. That's the foundation. The writings of the prophets and the apostles. That's the foundation. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, it tells us that we are a building of God.
Right.
Upon the foundations of the prophets and the apostles, with Christ, the cornerstone himself. So,
okay.
As such, you can see that we have to be one. We have to be intact as
yeah,
one.
Right.
Strong, and also to be seen to be one and the same thing with God.
Yeah. Let's talk about the individual How does being part of a Christian community contribute to an individual's spiritual growth and development?
You see, when you are together, you are a healthy body. I'm still talking about the body.
Okay.
Because if my hand is sick, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if my hand is sick, then the whole body is sick.
Okay.
It's not well. So the individual part of the structure, the individual brick in the building, the individual brick plays a very important role, but right. it's supported by the other BRICS.
Right.
If it is on its own, if it's on its own, then it's not part of this building.
Okay.
And
okay.
if my hand is amputated, it's not part of my body.
Right.
So we are part of a body. We belong to the same body,
right.
And we are one.
Right.
So because we are one, for you to be healthy as an individual,
yeah,
you need the input of the other members.
Okay.
Because in your interaction with the other members, that's where you see the love of God.
Right.
That's where you see what God has done.
Okay.
In bringing people of the same faith together.
Right.
This is a big thing, because you were born somewhere, you are all from a different tribe, from a different nation, but when you come to Jesus Christ, you're just one.
Yeah. Okay.
You are on a level place, and so you see each other as God's image. You love each other, and you enjoy the fellowship. You also enjoy the relationship, and God implants in you a special love,
right,
to relate to the other members of the community, which gives you also health. It gives you emotional health.
Now,
you are with your friends in church. Yes, please.
It's good when things are good, Mfundisi. My curiosity now is, when there's crisis, in what ways does a Christian community provide support during times of personal crisis or personal difficulty?
Personal crisis. You see, a human being, when in crisis, needs a friend.
Right.
Needs somebody who will empathize, who will sympathize. Sorry, I have a small cough. And you know, when you are in crisis, that's when you need an ear, a listening ear. That's when you need a touch on the shoulder to comfort you, to tell you, my friend, even though you are in this crisis, the Lord is with you, to encourage you, to show you that this is not the end of the world.
Right.
To show you that even when you are suffering, our God is with you here. And sometimes, you know, I was sometimes in trouble. At a certain point, I was in trouble right there in Zimbabwe. I was in trouble there. My church sponsorship was cut.
Okay.
Because of some reason. And you know, I needed a friend to talk to. There's somebody maybe to provide me even with finances.
Hmm.
I had a family there. It had to eat food.
Yes.
How would they eat?
Right.
There's no money from anywhere. I'm not working in Zimbabwe. I was a student in Solusi. Now my sponsorship is gone. I need somebody to assist me.
Okay.
So you find that you went to the same fellow believers who listened to you and said, is this the way it is?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay.
And you find that whole year of having no money, yet the family was eating.
Right.
because of interaction with the community of faith.
Got it. Loud and clear, Mfundisi.
Because they understand your crisis.
Mm.
They understand that this crisis did not come because he was lazy. It did not become because it didn't come because he was indolent or something.
Right.
But they discovered this is a crisis.
Yeah. Okay. And then how does belonging to a Christian community? Oh, I think the pastor is gone. Oh, no. Oh, I think our line to the pastor is gone as soon as... Oh, you would have sworn.
You cannot be assisted. You cannot help yourself. You see?
I hear you.
At such points, you want some people to come and assist you.
I hear you, Mfundisi.
Your spouse is sick. Your spouse is sick, you are male, your spouse is sick. You find the ladies who are worshiping with you coming to say, but daddy, school, you can go to work, we will take care of your wife. We are here,
oh,
she's our friend.
Wow. Now,
they have relieved you a bit,
Yeah.
But if you are just alone, detached from the community of faith, who do you lean on?
Yeah.
Who do you lean on?
All right. So how does the belonging to a Christian community enhance one's understanding of scripture now and theological concepts?
It's an important question, that one. Very important question. Do you know what in John chapter 15?
Yeah.
Jesus says he is the vine and we are all branches of that vine.
Mm.
And he says if a branch is detached, then that branch will be dry and it will rot. So he says that the branches must be inside here. Eh? Mm. So you find that when you are belonging to the community, you also understand God. You understand God. You know, sometimes I think of a word we don't use in our church very often, but you know it. Do you know it?
What
the
is
word
that?
Is called perichoresis. It's called perichoresis.
Whoa, what does
do you
that
know that
mean?
Word?
What does it mean?
Perichoresis, perichoresis, perichoresis. It says that the Father is in the Son is in the Father. The Father is in the Holy Spirit is in the Father. And the Son is in the Holy Spirit, and the Son is in the Father. And the Holy Spirit is in the Father, and the Holy Spirit is in the Son. Such that the Trinity, each of the Trinity contains the other. And Jesus is able to say,
yeah.
Who has seen me has already seen the Father.
Right.
Has already seen the Father. And Jesus is able to say, I am leaving you, but there will be another advocate who is coming.
Right.
Another comforter. The Father will send him to replace me here. You can't be alone.
Right.
I'll always be with you through that comforter who is going to come. So you must not move out.
I think that line has dipped again as the pastor was talking, with the hope that it will be retrieved again. We'll be able to hear what the pastor is saying, answering our second but last question before we part ways with the pastor. I'm hoping we'll be able to get the pastor back on the line. Please forgive that interruption because our line has dipped for now. 21 minutes after 2, allow me to just drop the line with the hope that we'll be able to get the pastor back, and we do want to be able to hear what the pastor is saying and hear the lessons he's sharing with us. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So our last question now, Mfundis, and then we'll part ways. I see our line is already giving up on us. What role does fellowship and shared worship play in strengthening the bonds with a Christian community?
Fellowship is very important, because that's when we sing together. That's when we study together. That's when we listen to the word together. That's when we consider issues together.
Mm.
That's when also God blesses us. He says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am present.
Right.
So we must be able to experience the presence of our Father, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of Jesus, the presence of God when we are worshiping together, as we sing praises to him, as we sing thanksgivings to him, as we pray and make our petitions to him, as we pray for one another, as we pray for others by intercessory prayer. That's when we really enjoy fellowship also with God.
Okay.
Fellowship with God.
All right. I hear you, Mfundis. Thank you very much for your clarity, for your explanations. We're going to need a lot of that during this week as we try to understand the idea and the concept of a community of believers. Thank you very much for today, Mfundis. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Kwasi Mfundis, that's how we end our conversation with the pastor for now. I'm going to give you something from Joy Celebration with Aliko Elinyifuti, and then we'll come back and get our lesson study for today from Dr. Oscar Muloa.